Phoneboy Speaks, episode 54, Gmail, Outlook, and Mailbox. So yesterday, I got upset at Outlook.com, and I decided, well, screw you, I'm going to go back to Gmail. I don't think there was any particular reason, although sort of the niggles I had with Outlook.com were the fact that searching was incredibly slow, and just there was a few things that Google Mail did better, Gmail, but at the end of the day, and I don't know that there's any really good reason, but there's, I guess, more apps that sort of function with Gmail. And one of them is this app called Mailbox, which is, by those who have it, is viewed as like the second coming of Christ. It takes the concept of getting things done and applies it to your inbox, and you can filter messages and say, okay, I want to come back to this later, and it will, you know, scurry and move it away and then bring it back at the right time. And yeah, that might be kind of neat. And sort of the problem I have with mailboxes is that you have to manage them, and there's just a bunch of crap that comes in. And really, you know, you should do one of three things when an email comes in. You should either file it away, you should either action it or delete it. And sometimes when you file something away, though, you want to come back to it. You want to be able to put a task or a reminder to come get back to that email and say, hey, you need to respond to this at a certain point. And, you know, it's one of the things I like about Outlook, the thick email client that everybody hates, is that when I send a mail or when I get a thread, I can tag it with a task that's and with a reminder that says, remind me at such and such time to respond to this email. And so I don't lose track of things. I can clean my inbox out. And so when I look at my inbox, I go, ah, that looks nice and clean. Now, of course, I've pushed the level of detail down, but I've also put some order to it by putting it in a to-do list. And so rather than having inbox overload and having things in there that you don't need to do and things you do need to do, it just looks easier. You've actually taken the sort of the first step and sorted stuff. And I think that's why the Mailbox app that has come out on iOS, I think, is going to be really neat. It'll be interesting to see how they've implemented it. I have only heard what people have said about it. I'm apparently 342,000 people in line ahead of me, and there's 348,000 people behind me. So, yeah, I guess people really want to check this out, although it'll be interesting to see how many real users actually show up at the end of the day. But my only concern with the Mailbox app is that they put some mail on their servers, and, you know, who knows. But I don't know. It's going to be a while before I get to try it. But anyway, I went through the task today of moving all of my email back from Outlook.com to Gmail, which is not difficult to do. You have to sort of move things back into the inbox and then tell Gmail, go pull pop from Microsoft, and then you can get all the mail back in. And I actually went through and had to retrain all my filters and stuff in Gmail, because I'd gotten used to some of the filtering features in Outlook.com, and it really, I guess, Gmail had those features. I just never bothered to use them, and I realized that having something that actually filters the stuff that comes into my inbox into some categories that I know aren't, you know, it's like, okay, it's stuff that I need to look at, but it's stuff that's not really that important. Yeah, I guess the only thing I'm really missing, really, with any of these web-based email solutions, I really want to just use Outlook, the thick client, not because it's the best email client, but because I can actually manage what I'm doing and get back to things in email that I need to get back to and get the kind of reminders. And Google has a tasks feature, which I've only played with a little bit, and I've tagged an email. I'll see how it reminds me that this email needs to be looked at later. The other problem is that the phone doesn't integrate with Google Tasks either, so I'd have to use some sort of third-party app. I don't know. I hate email. I wish it would die. I wish there was a better way to do the crap. It's one of the reasons I like social networks or something. I don't know. But I guess I'll survive one way or the other. And, you know, hopefully somebody will come up with something. And maybe this mailbox thing is the greatest thing since sliced bread. We'll just have to wait and see. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.